Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Secret. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
The code?
Zip code?
19139.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Harry Clark.
Thank you. And for security purposes, could you verify the shipping address for me, please?
It's 4723 Walnut Street.
Thank you. And I see that you entered the sweepstakes for the KitchenAid back on May 10th, paying $7.95. How may I help you?
Yes, I got the two bills on my card. And what is it for? Because I didn't receive anything.
Well, sir, you entered the sweepstakes drawing for the KitchenAid where you had to pay $7.95. And this was a welcoming gift where you only had to pay the $7.95 to enter. And in the terms and conditions, it stated that within the next 48 hours, you will be billed $56.95. That buys you a $125 gift card monthly for the discount shopping store online.
What did I do? I don't even remember even signing that up.
This was done on May 10th. Did a survey.
May 10th. I got all my transactions here. Did I get a verification? I don't see a verification.
You would have gotten an email. You paid $7.95.
Email. No. Just keeping that because I don't see no email either. No, I don't see no email, and I don't see no receipt for that. No, I don't see nothing on my phone for nothing like that. I'm disputing that charge. I don't see nothing on my record for that.
For what, sir?
Yeah, for that transaction.
$7.95.
Yeah, I know, because I called the car company.
On May 10th, you did not place that order?
No, I did not.
Okay, well, just give me one moment while I get you transferred to our fraud department.
If I would have a record of it, an email or... But there ain't no text. No, it's not on here. I would never enter a sweet state.
Okay, so I do have you being transferred over to our fraud department. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day. Just hold one moment.
You too. Thank you.